This is your Access All Areas Pass to In Her Head, a real and raw look under the hood at what really goes on in the mind and how to navigate and approach everyday situations, challenges and decisions so you can say what you mean and mean what you say, the modern lead her way. Hey, you came back. I'm so pleased. I had a slight vulnerability hangover, I'm not going to lie, after my share of yesterday. Even though I've like shared way more details in the past, that felt, it felt cathartic in a way to get it off my chest and actually be honest with you and transparent. But with that comes some residual kind of like, what have you done thoughts the next morning. It's like, really? Did you have to do that? Were you really put on this planet to share that kind of intimacy? Well, it turns out I have, because here's the thing, right? If I can share my story, my behind the scenes, unfiltered, uncensored sneak peek into my life, like what really goes on behind closed doors, and you can go, oh God, it's not just me, then it was totally worth it. And I'm not saying that means you resonate with binge eating or overeating or food relationships that are complex at all. But you might have your thing, right? That might be mindless scrolling on the internet, on social media, or it might be like spending lots of money on the internet, or it might be alcohol. Maybe you find that you love that numbing feeling when you get to the second glass of wine. We all have a thing that just is that best friend that makes us feel a bit better, but we know it's probably not actually that healthy for us. So you have zero judgment from me. I share this because it's really important to highlight that as human beings, having a human experience in this thing called life, we are going to come across some real big emotions in that time. And when we were younger and we had those big emotions because we didn't have the language to put around like logically, rationally how we're feeling and why we're feeling it, we just had these big emotions. When they weren't met by an adult that could hold that, when we don't get the connection in that moment, then we find our own ways, our own methods, our own means to getting that connection. So for me, it was food. I can remember, you know, being very young, saving chocolates from the Christmas selection pack all year, like for as long as I could through the year, so that I always had chocolates to fall back on. I can remember that. I can't remember why. It was just my way of coping with the trials and tribulations of being young and growing up, right? But also of not necessarily having those emotional needs met. Now, I have an understanding of this now through the work I've been doing on myself, as well as working with the amazing Megan Clinton, who has done lots of work with me around my relationship with food and the patterns that I fall into, but also in terms of healing the trauma and actually being with the emotions that are present in the moment that you want to reach for the food, right? And whilst I swear this is not a shameless plug for The Emma Clayton Show, my previous podcast, I will also link to the episode that I did in conversation with Megan around understanding trauma. And it goes a little bit more into depth in all the things I've kind of been talking about here. Now, the crux of it is that we feel emotions every single day. Whether that's we feel the joy of coming home to a dog that's got a wiggle bum and just wants so freaking happy to see you, or it's annoyance or road rage at someone that's just cut you off. We experience emotions all the time. And the thing that I've learned about emotions is the meaning of the word is it's energy in motion. And what we do when we suppress that emotion because we don't know how to express it, and we've instead learned to suppress it in some way, for me that's generally with food, then we don't liberate those emotions. They aren't able to move through us and out of us, but they get actually stagnated. They get locked inside of us. And therefore, it compounds every time we suppress an emotion. It compounds on itself and it gets like almost like you want to implode. But emotions just want to be felt. They just want to be felt and moved through the body. So when we cry, we're actually releasing emotion, right? We're letting it go. And for me, I know I joked before, and I might have even said it on this podcast, is that I used to joke that I was kind of cut off from the throat down because I was all up in my head and I couldn't recognize those feelings, probably because I would eat them before I allowed them to bubble to the surface. And so the work has been to reconnect with my body, with those feelings, which are the sensations we experience in our body, right? So we have these series of sensations and then we label it as an emotion. So anger might like start in your stomach, like start to feel like a swirling in your stomach that kind of builds and goes up through your heart and through your chest and into your mouth, and like before it explodes in like rage. Or it might actually look really different for you. So everyone experiences emotions really differently. And the key here is that you start to tune back in to your body and to those emotions so that you stop avoiding them and actually start being with them so that you can express them and allow them to move through you. And this is quite hard to do sometimes. If you've never done this, it might be hard for you to do. And it might need connection with someone, a professional that knows how to hold that space. And what I've learned in the process of connecting more and more to those emotions, to my body, is that all feelings are temporary. All emotions are temporary. And as I said yesterday, this too shall pass. Sometimes all I have to remember is this too shall pass. When it feels all-consuming and too heavy and too much to carry, this too shall pass. So my hope for you through this series that we've had in the last month is that you've got some increasing awareness of that conversation, that narrative that's running in your head. You recognize when your inner critic is at play, and you've started to also connect that to the experience that you're feeling in the body. Because as I will always say, there is wisdom to be felt. There is wisdom to be had there. So I'll be back tomorrow to conclude the series with an update on how I'm doing on my kind of reset of my eating habits and my focus on health. And then we'll wrap things up on Thursday and announce what we're doing for the month of December, which I'm super excited about. So all will be revealed this week, and I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow. Take care.